Hi, this is Justin Taylor again with Novell with another Chalk Talk. Now, in most of the Chalk Talks, we've been talking about ways to actually demonstrate or show to a customer what our products can do or what our solutions can do. In this particular one, I want to talk about something a little more important. And that is that as we're going through this and getting this and demonstrating a solution or possible solution or how a product or solution works to a customer, we also want to be sure that we're collecting information. We want to get metrics, information about that customer. Now, why is that so important? Well, without those metrics, we really can't give a value proposition on why the customer should even think about using our product or our solution. And so here today, I want to show on the whiteboard how we can take an example of a whiteboard demonstration and use that after we've drawn it to actually collect the metrics that are so valuable to us in providing that value statement. So let's go to the whiteboard. So here, if you look at this, it looks like any typical provisioning or identity lifecycle management whiteboard demonstration. We show a user starting off with an organization. We have to make the user account and set the permissions, make the email, order the computer. We have to install the software, get manager's approval, and then do this again and again and again. Okay? Pretty basic stuff. But as we're drawing this out, or even maybe at the end of it, we can use this to get specific information. So whether that information is specific metrics that I can use to create value or information like what systems they have. So for example, I can come in and as I'm going through here, maybe ask them, you know, how many new users are you creating in a month, a period of time, week, day, whatever the case might be. And don't just look at the employees, so very important, because these employees that are here, let's say that Bob is an employee, they typically are just the tip of the iceberg. We have to think about their partners, their suppliers, and their customers, because that's other opportunities that we have to get our message out to these individuals. Now, one thing to keep in mind, though, is that if it is customers or others, there may be other people involved, and we need to get those names. Who is it that then that takes care of the customers, or who is it that takes care of your partners or suppliers? We want that information. Now, over here, we say, make the user account. What piece of information do we want here? Well, who actually makes that? Who is the person that does that? And find out. Maybe you're going to find out who your competition is. Maybe they already have something in-house that's doing that. Maybe they have some old product, maybe our old product, maybe someone else's. We need to find that information out. We also, again, want to find out, are they doing it manually or do they have some other form of automated technology put into place? We need to set permissions. Well, what do we mean by this? Well, what systems do they have to get access to? What are we looking for here? Well, the list of applications. What is it that we are going to have to integrate with? Get that information so that you know it in advance. It'll help you, again, as you build your value proposition for the customer. Because in order to price it out, you need to know that. We need to make understand what the email system is, for example. How do we order computers? Do we just give them to them? Do we have to re-image them? What's your process for that, and who takes care of it? Installing the software, how do they do that? Now, again, this isn't necessarily part of the identity and security management aspect, but it is part of something that we do in the system configuration environment. So using Xen or something of that nature, how could we possibly work that in? And who is the person responsible for this? Get that key information, because then you're going to know who to go and who to talk to. Do you have to do anything about manager approvals? Does a person have to actually have that component in there? Why is that so important? Well, do I need to have the role-based provisioning module added on, or can I just simply use the straight-out-of-the-box identity manager product? Again, need to know this type of information to get it. Now, besides just finding out the specifics here about the number of employees and the changes, we want to get some other pieces, in particular around cost. Cost is extremely important to this because we want to find out how much does it cost you to make each user account? Do you know that? How much time does it take? Maybe they won't know how much it costs, but they might know how many people it takes to make the accounts and set them up and how long it takes. Ask another piece of information such as, well, what's your average compensation rate for those employees? Do a little bit of math. You suddenly have that piece of information or that metric that you need. So again, finding out the costs, the specifics of things such as application, the names of the individuals who actually are running that particular division, if it's not them, that you need to get in contact with, even maybe asking them for an introduction to them. So again, using this whiteboard technique, much more effective than using a PowerPoint presentation, because now this becomes an example to them. It becomes what they actually are versus what we think they might be. Using this can actually help you to build a much stronger business case for our solutions. So again, this has been Justin Taylor with Novell for Chalk Talk, thanking you for taking the time to listen today and wishing you happy selling.